7:10 at Radio Now 100.9. Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. A lot of central Indiana got 4 inches of snow last night. Be careful wherever you are headed right now. But in the meantime, we're very excited because we have a world champion in studio right now. He is the world eating champion of the world, Joey Chestnut.
Welcome.
In the Kyle
welcome.
And Rachel studio. How are you doing this morning? Now, you might recognize Joey because you see him every year on ESPN dominating hot dogs for the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Competition. You've won it like 7 years in a row now, right?
7 in a row. If they have a contest, I'm going to dominate.
Like, how does your family feel? Are they like, do they ever see this in your future at all?
No. There's 6 kids in the family.
Right.
And there was always little bits of competition growing up, eat at the table. But they never imagined that I'd take it to this level.
Well, no, Joey, and that's a good point you bring up too, Rachel, because, you know, some people grow up, they want to be a pilot, others want to be a lawyer. You're like, I'm going to be a world eating champion. How do you get to that point?
It's so weird. I was just a normal college kid in college, getting my engineering degree, and my little brother knew I could eat, so he signed me up to a contest and pretty much made me go to it. And after that first one, it snowballed into this crazy thing.
And how old were you when you did your first competition?
I started at 21, and I just turned 30.
Now, wow.
Here's the thing, too. Joey Chestnut in studio with us. He doesn't just do hot dogs. He eats all sorts of stuff, including chicken wings, 121 Twinkies I see this year,
that's
too,
like
at some
Kyle's
point.
That's like Kyle's competition there.
Yeah, that was
really?
You're going down fast. It took my body a little bit to cover.
Now, I've always been curious, what is it like after you get done dominating all this food? What is your, you know...
Do you feel just terrible the rest of the day?
Like, a marathon runner feels like garbage afterwards. A boxer feels like garbage. I feel like trash after a contest. But it's worth it. I love getting... Just beating the heck out of the guy.
Let's be honest. Are you in the bathroom for like the next 8 hours after you get done doing that competition?
Because where I'm running to the bathroom.
Hot wings.
My body's adapted. I go into the contest empty, and my body's adapted. It can digest a ridiculous amount of food.
That is
so. Does it take a while to like recover before you do your next competition?
It takes about a day for me to start to feel close to normal. And I usually don't do contests within a week of each other.
Okay. What's your favorite food and what's your least favorite?
Chicken wings. They're so easy.
Yeah.
You can't eat too much of them because the bone gets in the way.
What's the worst one they've had to do? Yeah.
Oh, I was in Korea. I did kimchi.
Ooh. What is that about? I don't even know what that means.
It's like cabbage, right?
Fermented cabbage.
Oh, yeah.
Vegetables.
What are you thinking?
I actually threw some of that out.
It was for the military.
Okay. There you go.
And for punishment.
There you go. All right. Well, there's a reason Joey Chestnut is in town this weekend. You're probably thinking, well, I see in Indianapolis. Well, this is really cool. St. Elmo's is holding the first annual world championship for shrimp cocktail tomorrow on Georgia Street at 3 p.m. I got a couple of the owners in studio right now. Thank you for coming in. We got some sauce we're going to pass out here in a little bit to you guys listening right now. But this is very exciting. Now, have you ever battled with shrimp before? Have you
Never.
Eaten like a shrimp cocktail
I'm
off
actually
before?
Looking forward to it. Most of the contests are really like unhealthy. This one I'm looking like, oh, it's just protein and a little bit of carbs. It's not bad.
A lot of tears. Because
lots of tears.
If you've never had this, and you said that you've never had this
never
before.
Had their shrimp cocktail sauce. I've heard it's spicy.
A little, yeah, we'll clear
it's
your
a very
sinuses,
painful welcome
but it's a
to
very,
Indianapolis.
Yeah, it's a wonderful experience, okay?
Yeah, it hurts so good, is the thing. You know what I mean? It's so good, but it like hurts so bad. Like,
that's what I tell them.
Eyes
so,
are just like...
Here's what we're going to do. Coming up after two songs, Rachel and I are going to get Joy prepared, if we can be his, like, you know, contenders beforehand, to get him ready for battle tomorrow on Georgia Street at 3 p.m. for the first annual St. Elmo's World Shrimp Cocktail Eat-Off, or however you want to say it, World Championship. We're going to do that after two songs. I'm just hoping I can dominate shrimp as much as I dominate honey buns every morning, Joey. It's coming up after two songs on Radio Now at 100.9. Let's do this.